It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We're going to move now to the NBA. We talked about the Bulls, and rightfully so, but we've got some more NBA stuff to talk about because thankfully for the NBA, there has been a lot of NBA rumors, disdain, whatever you want to call it. There's been a lot of stuff going on in the NBA this week, guys.
I agree. It's been crazy.
Thank you for agreeing with me. I appreciate that.
Without the NBA this week, sports would be an all-time low.
Yeah.
The week before the Super Bowl is always a very dull moment. So,
well, it's funny because this week,
thankfully for the NBA.
Yeah, thankfully for the NBA.
We have something to talk about.
For sure. And in NHL, I mean, we don't really talk about it much on this show, but it's been hot as well. There's been some interesting stuff going on.
I was
going
to say, has anybody like kept up with any of the sports? The Australian Open?
Oh, we're going to get to that
okay,
in a minute.
Okay, I was going to say.
We're going to get to that in Four and Walt Knows Best, because I've got a few things to say about the Australian Open. But anyway, let's take a look at what's going on with Carmelo Anthony. Now, there was a report out this week that they had put, that the Knicks had put out some feelers to teams saying, like, would you be interested in Carmelo Anthony? They even offered, which was probably the dumbest offer in history. I would have laughed at their face and hung up the phone. They said, hey, we'll take Kevin Love, Cavs, if you can, and we'll give you Carmelo Anthony. I would have hung up the phone if I'm Dan Gilbert.
But honestly, anyway, I disagree with you there, but we don't really need to get into
that's because it's not going to happen. But anyway, so the Clippers and the Knicks seem to be the hot spot for Carmelo Anthony right now. The Celtics were also reached out to. They're not interested. I'm more surprised that they're not interested because they're looking for a superstar. I guess they think they found it in Big Al Horford, but we'll have to wait and see about that. But the Clippers and the Knicks seem to be the talking point. And I guess the Knicks, I mean, they must be pretty happy considering the fact that they don't have to get, or I should say the Clippers are happy because they don't have to give up any of their big three. It sounds like they're going to only have to give up a couple guards and maybe a draft pick,
Well, it
Thomas.
Was interesting. I wasn't really understanding the situation too well, but apparently they can't take on Blake Griffin.
Correct, due
because
to the CBA.
Because of the CBA and because they have Derrick Rose, unless they trade Derrick Rose first and then
which
go after
surprise me,
Blake Griffin, which is certainly a possibility. But if I'm the Knicks, especially if I'm somebody other than Phil Jackson, I'm holding on to Carmelo as long as I can because I do not trust Phil Jackson to get any type of return at all. And I mean, if this is right now the way Kristaps has been kind of in and out of the lineup and kind of struggling a little bit just because of the system and the offense that they're running, Carmelo is still their best player. So if you get rid of Carmelo for pennies on the dollar, I wouldn't do that. I'm waiting for someone to give me at least 50 cents to the dollar, 75 cents to the dollar.
You're not going to get it, though.
Well, then that's shame on the other teams. Then you keep Carmelo and try to out... Carmelo should outlast Phil Jackson here because Phil Jackson's making a mess of this whole situation.
Well, and Phil Jackson's turned the Knicks into a dumpster fire. We look at all the things that he's done over the course of his time. It's really just diminished
it's
everything.
It's Kristaps Porzingis, and that's it.
They had
and that was a no-brainer in the draft.
And they had a chance, really, to rebuild and develop and cultivate relationships, and what they ended up doing was creating an atmosphere of really discord and distrust, because you see how everybody in that locker room now is really confused on what's happening. And you see a situation where a star player doesn't even show up, doesn't contact the team to a game, and you don't hear anything about that really at all. And so I'm really kind of wondering what exactly is going to take place. If I see Melo move anywhere, the Clippers is the only place that I really see that that's a viable option. And I think that that's actually a smart option because there's no way that the Clippers can go up against the Spurs and the Warriors right now with the roster that they have. Although it's an all-star roster, it's not deep enough, and I don't think that their talent matches up equally. It is talented and it is phenomenal.
Well, real quick, honestly,
it's not talented the
honestly
same.
If I'm Carmelo Anthony, the only team that I'm waiving my no trade clause is the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not going to any other team.
I would go to the Clippers.
I'm not going to the Clippers if I'm Carmelo. Why would I want to go up against the Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, and San Antonio? The only way he wants to be traded is to try to get a championship, and I do not believe going to the Clippers gives him an even decent chance to get a championship.
I don't think it's necessarily about championships for Carmelo anymore. If you look at his career, I don't think it's about that for him anymore. I mean, he wants to win one, and I think he would like to win a championship. But if he goes to the Clippers, it's because he wants to play with CP3.
Do you think that he would ever go to the 76ers?
No. Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
They're not trading for him. They don't need him right now.
He would completely disrupt what they have going on right now, and they already have a small forward.
Yeah, they need another one, and they need guards. You're right.
They don't, but no, because Ben Simmons. Well, first of all, Carmelo Anthony is a forward. He's not a guard. You can't put Carmelo.
Honestly, right now, in the point of his career, Carmelo is a four. He's a power forward right now. Sure. The way he wants to play, especially on the defensive
side
of the ball.
But see, that's kind of what he's going to be doing if he goes out to the Clippers, because they aren't going to alter that spacing too much.
Well, no, he would be a three. You would put
DeAndre and then Blake.
And Mute on the bench.
Okay.
So
I got you.
Be a three there.
And keep Paul Pierce on the bench at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be, you're starting.
What has he got, like 8 minutes a game?
Your starting five would be Chris Paul when he comes back.
JJ
you would
Redick.
Have JJ Redick, Carmelo, Blake, and DeAndre. I'm not saying that that's a lights out lineup, and there's a lot of guys on that team that I have a problem with, but if you're telling me that's not formidable, I think you're wrong. I think
it's a very good lineup. It's a very good lineup, but.
And I hate about half the players on that roster. But
in both situations, the Knicks, what are you going to get back from the Clippers? Because Phil Jackson, every single trade he's done with the Knicks has been a bust, has been awful. They've been terrible. So I don't think they're going to get anything good in return for Carmelo. So I hold on to him. Keep him because he's still your best player. And there's still a chance you can probably turn this around.
They don't get along at all.
Well, that's not Carmelo's fault because, look, I'm a Knicks fan. I see all these writers for New York. Not one has said a bad thing about Carmelo except for the guy who is best friends with Phil Jackson.
So the
only guy who said anything negative about Carmelo Anthony in New York is the guy who's best friends with Phil Jackson. Every other writer, everybody that's close to the team loves Carmelo and his attitude. He's not the best team player, but they still love the guy because he wants
to
be in New York.
But I'm not saying that they, you know, are going to all of a sudden get along. And I'm not saying Carmelo Anthony's done anything to deserve this. What I'm saying is they're not getting along. And anybody who's worked in a professional environment, when you don't get along with your boss or somebody who works under you, it doesn't work. It will eventually burn even worse than
Carmelo's
before.
Carmelo's got the leverage here, though, because he's got the no-trade clause.
Yeah, and that was another issue and another problem that happened in creating that no-trade clause.
He certainly does have the leverage here, but I feel like if you look at what Carmelo's career has been, what he's made of his career, if you look in Denver, he always had problems in Denver. The coach just came out and
George Karl
came out and ripped Carmelo Anthony and Kenyon Martin.
He ripped a lot of players, which was hard to take any truth from what he was saying.
But at the same time, you look at Carmelo's career and you think, okay, not necessarily the why he is that way is correct, but he is that way. And there has to be a reason behind it. I don't know if he basically said Carmelo had daddy issues, which, look, we don't know that to be true or not, but the fact of the matter is Carmelo has had issues since he came into the league, since he was at Syracuse,
look,
basically.
Yeah, he's no perfect player. I mean, he's not a number one option anymore, especially in this point in his career, which is why if you went to the Clippers, it would fit really well. If you went to the Cavs, it would be a good fit.
The Cavs would throw the spacing off a bit, though.
The problem is Carmelo still thinks he is a first option in the NBA, and he may be on the Knicks. But the fact of the matter is Kristaps is better than him at this point in his career. Carmelo Anthony needs to go somewhere that he – and then someone needs to sit down with him.
The Cavs would work well, because LeBron James could easily talk to his buddy Carmelo and talk him down and say, hey, you're the third option here. We need you to score.
He's not even the third option. He'd be the fourth option.
Well, they would get rid of Love.
That's why they said no.
Hold up. It's Love,
hold up.
Irving, and me.
Hold up. Love's a bust, all right? They don't need him there.
Love just made the All-Star game.
Because he's on the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's breaking down
averaged a double-double with the Timberwolves.
Exactly.
And then he came to the Cavs, and just like
here's the reason,
just like Chris Bosh,
yeah.
Okay, it took some time.
Shots fired.
It took some time for Kev Love to get in his role. Last couple of seasons, yes, you're absolutely right. Kev Love was not good. He was a bust for this team. But he found his spot last year, and he's continued it, and he has been red hot this season. And you cannot tell me that you would trade Kev Love for Carmelo Anthony.
I would by far trade that, because what is the goal for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Then what are you doing running an NBA podcast? Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What is the goal for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
To win a championship.
Would you rather?
You'd rather win an NBA championship with Carmelo?
Would you rather have Carmelo as your third option or Kevin Love?
I'd rather have Kevin Love.
In the championship. False, because Carmelo is a way better shooter and more clutch. For a fact, he is more clutch. Who would you rather have LeBron shoot passing the ball off with 2 seconds left for the championship? Would you rather have him pass to Carmelo?
I'd rather have him pass to Kyrie Irving, which is the point. You don't need another person to pass the ball off to. You've got LeBron. You've got Kyrie.
LeBron wants to pass the ball off, though.
Look, LeBron's game is very, very similar to Carmelo. The only difference is Carmelo has a jump shot, okay? And Carmelo is like J.R. Smith, and a lot of times he's very streaky.
Carmelo still has the best fadeaway shot in the NBA.
Well, Kev Love brings the same thing to the table. He's a shooter.
In fact, Kevin
Love
brings...
Well, who's been injured more in the last
few
years,
Kevin Love brings a little bit more to it, too, because the three-point percentages are different. Carmelo has a 0.366 three-point percentage, while Kevin Love has a 0.379. Also, Carmelo averages 22.6 points a game, while Love averages 20.3, and that's with the other all-stars on the Cavs. And that's also... The points that Carmelo scores are also the random in the paint positions that he wouldn't get at the Cavs, because he wouldn't be able to get that spacing the way that they play. One of the reasons why Kevin Love gets so many points is he is really, really good
about
getting to the open point.
You know, it's not always about the points, because your boy Dwayne Wade was not always the guy who would put up 30 points a game. They only needed 18 to 20 points from him, and that's what he gave them. Carmelo can do the same thing because he is so clutch in the late game.
But and he's not going to be the clutch shot.
But he's more
LeBron's
durable.
LeBron's already come out and said Irvin's got the clutch shot.
Well, does it hurt to have another guy who can have a clutch shot on the team? That will be a big difference maker, because I do not trust Kevin Love in that situation.
I just
and honestly,
find,
I don't trust
I
Kevin
just
Love
that
to stay
confusing
healthy.
Because we see what's
trust
going on in
Kevin
Golden
Love
State.
To stay healthy.
But I see what's going on in Golden State, where now you have three different clutch shooters, and there was like a week ago they got upset because somebody gave Durant the last shot instead of Curry. Draymond Green was upset about that. And there are situations where that goes on, and if that's the clutch shot
situation. So you're saying the Miami Heat, who had Ray Allen because of his clutch shotness.
Yeah.
If they didn't have him, they would have never beat the Spurs.
No, they wouldn't have. Not without Ray Allen.
And they had Dwayne Wade there as well. So you're saying a team with more than one person that has a clutch shot is a bad idea? Because right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers only have one guy who's got a clutch
shot.
They
have Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, and Kyrie Irving who can
You just said J.R. Smith is a positive.
He is a positive. I'm so confused. J.R. Smith can win you games. Carmelo
we saw
Anthony,
that last playoff.
Please do not tell me you'd rather have J.R. Smith than Carmelo Anthony.
That's not what I said.
Listen, Thomas, at this point in their careers, they are the same
they're
player.
Young.
Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith at this point in their careers are the same player. They're the same player. They do the same things for you.
You're going to
maybe
you
maybe you could say Carmelo has more ability to get to the basket.
He has more basketball
IQ. But defensively they're the same. And they do the same thing on offense. The only thing that Carmelo adds is that he can get to the basket.
Also, Kevin Love's defense is so above Carmelo's.
But what I'm telling you is
Kevin Love
it's pretty
plays,
good.
But they guard a different
position.
Kevin Love's defense
it's
is not,
it's not
better
like
than
Melo's
Carmelo's.
Melo looks like James Harden two years ago.
On top of that, now Kevin Love has more playoff experience than Carmelo does. Think about that. Kev Love has more big-time playoff experience
but
than
Carmelo. But he hasn't
Carmelo,
showed up in that big-time experience.
I really am confused on what's going on, because we're arguing four different angles of the fact that this is not going to happen in Cleveland.
No, it's not.
Ever.
By the way, this trade does actually work if you watch the NBA trade machine. However, it does state that the Knicks would lose three more games than they were originally scheduled to.
I don't want Kevin Love. If I'm the Knicks, I don't want Kevin Love. Why would I take Kevin Love either?
I would take Kevin Love in a heartbeat.
I would not take Kevin Love because he breaks down, and we already have Kristaps right there.
You're looking at people
why would
who
you
break
want
down. How long do you think Carmelo Anthony has?
More than Kevin Love,
his
to be honest.
His knees are about to crack.
Yeah, that's not...
He's got more durability than
Kevin
Love.
Love I would put.
Have you seen him run up and down
Kevin,
the court?
Kevin Love's frail body.
Kevin Love has been diving for basketballs this season. Have you seen him jumping over chairs to make sure that basketballs are going back in bounds? And he's accurately passing them to LeBron James.
I think that's more of a Kev Love is all in Cleveland.
Exactly.
And Carmelo is all just like.
Which is the environment
done.
And the situation.
But I'm saying that if you put Carmelo in that spot, I don't think he does what Kev Love does right now for you.
At all.
I don't think he buys in. I think he's going to go in there
but
and
why
think,
would
well,
the
LeBron
Knicks
and
take on
buddies.
Kevin Love?
Because Kevin Love
he's
is
young.
No, he's not broken down.
He's broken
young.
Down.
He's healthier
playing,
than he's ever been.
He's
he
playing the best
not,
right now that he's ever
Adam,
played.
Adam, stop agreeing
false.
With me.
That is false.
He is playing
that
the
is
best
false.
Right now that he has ever been. Ever been.
Why would I want a front court with Kristaps Porzingis and Kevin Love?
Because they do the same thing, and that's great because Kristaps
so
is
done
good.
Talking about the Cavs, and we're about
Kristaps
to talk about
great.
The Cavs
Kristaps
more.
Kristaps is already better than Kevin Love.
We're talking about the Cavs some
it's
more.
It's about the same. Anyway.
Go for it.
All right, so obviously we know that Carmelo is not going to the Cavs. He's not going to the Cavs. However, LeBron has called out the Cavaliers front office and has said, we need help. We need help.
A playmaker.
We need a playmaker. We need help. Now, they have trade exceptions. They do have two trade exceptions. They could make something happen. They're already over the cap. And I heard someone make the argument, well, LeBron should take less money. You know, if LeBron was taking the league minimum, he would be saving the Cavaliers $0.
Yeah, no, it still wouldn't matter because they can go above the cap whenever they re-sign the same players. So, like, LeBron isn't affecting the salary cap at this point.
So let me pose this question to you, Thomas. We'll start with you. Carmelo's not coming, okay? We can
agree on that.
We can agree on that. Carmelo's not coming, okay? That being said, does LeBron really need more help?
Does he need more help? To get a championship, yes. They need more help to get a championship. I believe.
Didn't they just win a championship?
They did, and you need to evolve and keep up because the team you beat just got Kevin Durant. So you need to now evolve because you are going to be able to struggle. You'll get to the Eastern Conference Finals. You'll get to the Finals and face either the Spurs or the Warriors. But you're going to need some help, especially in this depth area. You don't have another ball handler other than Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. LeBron James wants to taper down his minutes, and the Cavaliers want to taper down his minutes. He can't do that right now because they have nobody else to step in.
Okay, I'm just going, go with me here, okay? You said that they need to evolve, and the team that they just beat in the finals has evolved.
That's why you need to keep
How
up with the
times. How
many games
did Golden State win last year?
73.
How many games have they lost this year?
It doesn't matter.
Timeout. You said that they've evolved, but clearly the process isn't working the same that we thought it was going to.
It's not about going for... That was a freak season with 73 wins.
Who beat them on Christmas Day? Who beat the Golden State Warriors on Christmas Day?
That'd be the Cavs, the healthy J.R. Smith.
Exactly. Now, think about it. Is J.R. going to be back for the playoffs?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, possibly. Is this going to be the same J.R. Smith?
Let me throw this out
okay,
there. Let me throw this out there because you guys are getting a little hyper. Let me calm you down a little bit.
Thank
no,
you.
I'm
thank
not.
You.
I think
he's drinking a V8 energy over here. I don't know what the heck he's drinking.
I think the
what's in that thing?
Strong mind.
Can you tell
strong
these guys
body.
Have been working together for too long? I think the biggest issue, and I never thought this would come out of my mouth, the Cavaliers miss Matthew Dellavedova.
I would agree with you. Dadgummit! Yes. Adam, stop agreeing with me, because I was thinking about it the
well,
other
you
day.
You just agreed with him, not him.
Well, yeah,
with
whatever, because I was... Shut up.
Just saying.
I was thinking about that the other day, though, because they don't have any perimeter defenders that can run the floor.
Not even defense.
They can't run the
they
floor.
They need a backup point guard.
Yeah.
What was Matthew Dellavedova? He's a backup point guard.
And he played
but you know who else they missed, too? They missed Timothy Mozgov.
Oh, gosh, no. Stop it.
They don't
stop
need him.
Stop it.
They don't need him.
They need some.
Stop
they
it.
Need somebody.
No.
They need a big man.
This is a guard
no.
league. This is why do you
no,
need a
bad,
big man?
Bad Kyle.
No,
bad
to beat the Warriors. Why bad would Kyle. You need Timothy Mozgov to beat
Rebounds.
The Warriors?
Timothy
Rebounds.
Mozgov did not play hardly at all in the
Rebounds.
Finals. Timothy Mozgov is garbage. Timothy Mozgov
Can't even get minutes on the Lakers.
They should have, excuse me, I'm going to quote Stephen A. for a second. They should have locked him in the closet and shouldn't have touched the ball in any quarter. Not just the fourth quarter, in any quarter. Timothy Mozgov is trash can. You cannot tell me that the Cavs miss Timothy Mozgov. Absolutely not. Just stop it. Just stop it, okay? I thought I was being nice. I was throwing you a softball. Matthew Dellavedova, they miss him. But just stop it. They do not miss Mozgov. Get out of here.
They need a point guard.
Get
like
out
like
of
you
here.
Said, Adam, they need a point guard. They need to go get a Deron Williams, a Jameer Nelson, something of that caliber, a veteran point guard that can bring up the ball and facilitate.